Okay, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio. Yes.
Here we go. Hello. Oh, before we get started, I think we should.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and our guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
And yes, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very sad news to report. Which is that...
Before we get started to say our affiliates.
Yes, we have to go through that business, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, and so with our affiliates, without any further ado, well, let's see, the New York Times store, 100%, $100 off with a $500.
And I just Nice.
Sorry about that. Sorry, my stupid... It's no how... Yeah.
Of minus one. That's
anyway.
M-I-N-U-S 100. Not minus one. Minus
yes.
100. And as well as you go to our... As well as you go to our links page, that's amcpress.co... AMCPress.com/affiliate.
AMCPress.me/affiliate. Let's get it right.
.me/affiliate, and you also can take 20% off at your CVS. So, CVS, where David Letterman lives, also with the Big Bang Theory. Well, wait, am I getting that wrong? No, I think I'm getting that right. Anyway, yes, where you can get all your Big Bang Theory stuff. And so now we go into the show.
Yes.
We have some very sad news to report, which is that the actor Bob Hoskins, who is most famous for Who Framed Roger Rabbit, among Hook, and Mona Lisa Smile, and Mrs. Henderson Presents, has died after his battle with pneumonia, which is very sad. I mean, I have the most vivid memory of him. I remember seeing him, and I think most of us do. I remember seeing him in Hook my
Hook,
first time before seeing him in Roger Rabbit.
Me, it was both. It was both Hook and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's the most vivid for me. It's like Hook, I've been a fan of. Oh, my God. Since I can remember, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was a staple, so yeah, of my childhood. So,
I think my favorite scene in Hook is when Pan gets on the ship.
Yeah,
and but it's not Bob Hoskins who does it. It's Hook himself.
Right.
Dustin Hoffman, who goes, "You must Pan? No. It can't
It's
be.
Like,
it's,
right.
No. Yes. No. Yes. No. No. Not really. No.
It's like, he shouldn't be here. It's the whole, he shouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Whole, This is probably my favorite.
My favorite thing. I mean, regarding Hook, but then there are many scenes in Roger Rabbit that that were done for the first time, you know. And what's incredible about it is that he was so awesome on film, and I heard him in an interview, and it was very cool hearing him, you know, and very cool hearing about the experiences of his roles, like in Mermaid, and you know, Wind in the Willows, and David Copperfield. I remember him in the great in that, and it was so fun. It's so fun seeing him, because he's a real character actor, you know, and to lose him
Hollywood lost someone very big.
Well, it wasn't Hollywood, it was the British film,
you know, canon lost somebody very big. We lost Phil Seymour Hoffman. They just lost their Phil Seymour Hoffman.
Right. Makes sense.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why?
I mean, why? Just why?
It's crazy. It really is.
Crazy stuff.
It's like, you don't... It puts things into perspective.
It puts things in perspective. But it also literally... He shouldn't have gone. Shouldn't have gone, but yet at least.
We don't have any say in that matter.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But I'm glad that he made Snow White and the Huntsman, and then retired.
Makes sense. At least he's,
because if you have it, you know, pneumonia, and you have it for that long, and you're 71, your body is not going to catch up.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, he had his day in the sun.
Yeah.
He had
That's all that counts.
He had, you know, Stephen Fry, who is part of Hugh and Laurie, the Jeeves series, narrates all the Harry Potter books for the English contingent of Harry Potter. He tweeted, "Oh no, Bob Hoskins gone? That's awful news." The Long Good Friday was one of the best British movies of the modern era. A marvelous man. And Vicky McClure, who starred in Broadchurch and The Line of Duty, yeah, he was one of the best. You know,
oh God, it's hard to put into
perspective. I truly feel horrible.
Same here. It's like we think it's the whole we know. At least he did what he needed to. He was
now
out
I'll
there.
Have to,
he was,
now I will have to research Good Long Friday and try to get my fucking hands on it. You know? To watch it. Yeah.
Makes sense. It's not like
matter of fact, right now I'm pulling up his Netflix queue to put it in my Netflix queue, but it is awful because we knew him from so many things. It's kind of insane today. If you mention Bob Hoskins to anybody else, they'll be like, who, what? What are you talking about? Right?
It probably wouldn't faze them. Probably wouldn't.
No. But
I'm just glad that he did a lot of he was able to do a lot. That's what counts.
Well, and he was a character actor.
So it makes
and
sense
so
that he he did his thing. He did a lot. That's all that matters, in my opinion.
I mean, Made in Dagenham.
Remembered.
But if you watch Made in Dagenham, holy shit. He, along with, what's her face? Makes that movie because he plays the person who is in charge of all the women.
Aww.
And he's brilliant at it. He's so good. But at the same time, it's incredible to hear that he's gone. He's gone.
He's
awful.
He's gone, but he won't be forgotten. That's the thing.
No, he will never, ever be forgotten. And,
that's for sure. That's and I'm
I mean,
sure people will remember him for all he's done. And that's
and,
something that will bring supreme.
It's yeah, and I can almost see his face. And it's going to be okay. You know, he's saying, it's going to be okay. There are plenty more like me. You know, not like me. But,
like,
you know, there are plenty more character actors that I trained. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the closest that comes to him, the closest person that comes to him is Toby Jones. Toby Jones, guaranteed, is very different But, you know,
but every actor is different, and that's what makes acting such a great thing, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many things, and I mean, you know, before the long Good Friday, he was very much unknown, you know, and it's incredible. I'm just a flawed.
Really,
it's absolutely flawed.
I am too. It's like he was still such a. I grew up.
And I'm not going to say who's next because I really don't want him to die. I really, really don't want him to die.
Makes sense, but don't say any. Don't.
So I'm not going to say his name, but he played Alfie.
Yeah.
There's only one person that I will this hits home, but groan. Fucking groan.
At least we could just say that he's better place now. And
well, he's in a better place. He's in a better place. And
so that's
he is. He's in a better place. But he is also. He's also you know, paid his dues, you know.
Yeah.
And paid his dues in ways that would be honored. You know, by the time he hit Hook, because, you know, Hook casting, okay, Hook casting, you had in a line, okay, let's just go down the line. You had Robin Williams as Pan.
Right.
You had Dustin Hoffman as Smee. Sorry, Dustin Hoffman as Hook. Bob Hoskins as Smee. Do you need anybody else?
No.
In all seriousness,
it's like,
do you need
like,
anybody else?
It's like super.
Pretty much hit the motherlode. You hit the motherlode.
It's
like backing into an ATM, but part of that ATM is now gone. You know? And, he will be remembered. I mean, he will be remembered around the world. Around
Which,
the world.
For all that he has done, and that's the best. That's such a great thing.
I mean, I bet you, this is the last I will say of it, I bet you he wasn't recognized on the street unless you knew who he was.
Right.
You know, unless you knew mentally who Bob Hoskins was, you wouldn't recognize him on the street. But that's the great thing about being a character actor. You're not recognized on the street unless you're known.
Right.
you know. But, you know, it, on to our next segment.
Yes.
The Daily Beasts, as we didn't get the cover yesterday, but, sorry we're a day late on this.
Yes,
but,
yes.
This guy looks ugly.
He's also
fucking Christ.
It's also the whole stem cell. He also is noted for being a stem cell doctor, which is all well and good.
But then illegally harvesting and researching the manipulation of stem cells?
It's like, come on. The whole come on, it's like, also I'm thinking of, there's going to be someone out there who is either have watched Orphan Black, and they're going to be like, I'm wanting to do what they're doing on the TV show. And, yeah, it shows that people are going to make sure science goes to points of the unknown that could lead to potentially being harmful.
Oh, yeah. And being trying to be manipulative of person's stem cells. Come on.
It's like, what is done is done. How about you not try to science is good, don't get me wrong, but then there's this whole point of saying, you're a crazy motherfucker. You're a crazy motherfucker.
Well, you're crazy, and you don't want to kick people when they're down. And this is kicking people when they're down, you know,
in so many
and
ways.
And kicking whole families when they're down.
Right.
You know,
which is,
they call him a hero?
Yeah, no. No, hero shouldn't even be his, shouldn't be even remotely.
I mean, they charge patients up to $50,000 to manipulate and then harvest the organs.
How about, it's like,
fucking crazy.
It's like stem cell is just a way of really, really trying to make
I'm glad they're prosecuting this bastard.
I agree. It's like you're taking embryos
from
people,
terminally ill children.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You
that's
fucking
like,
piece of shit.
I think...
Are you mental? Well, looking by, judging by the fucking...
Oh,
face,
good
so mental.
For you!
I wonder if...
Of course you're fucking mental. You have to be.
Yeah. It's awful. It's terrible. It's like, well, strange. It's like taking it onto myself. It's like you're wanting to prove to people you need some help. Talk with him. He should be number one on that list. Who should be certifiably insane, locked up, in jail.
Certifiably in a straitjacket.
So, yeah. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's sickening.
How do you... I'm just wondering, in all seriousness, how does a terminally ill patient fucking know when their artist aren't being honest? Shut up, Johnny. How does it... They don't know.
Right. And that's the sad
and
thing.
That's
illegal in my book. Clearly, it's illegal.
It's not even illegal. It should be allowed.
I know. But it is
illegal.
It's
like human trafficking.
Yeah. It's like you're wanting to do something stupid. You've done it. You've done it. As long as there's no... It's like it's like you could do all you want, but when it comes down to hurting people and taking stem cells from people that are sick, that should be, it's like, it's not allowed, number one. Number two, it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's illegal in so many ways.
And those patients would need consent. Number one.
Why would they want to consent to this doctor?
I'm saying standard medical practices state that they have to consent to different things. The whole, or someone has to consent for them. Like, they can't do a procedure if they don't consent. So, that should be helpful when it comes down to this sort of thing. Even though it's wrong. It's like you're wanting to take advantage of people. That's all he wants. And he's getting away with it. I have no qualms about what he's done. He's going to be locked up and throw away the key for many years. So, yeah.
I just, I find it awful.
I know. I know, it's soft. I feel bad for the family. And those that were affected by this person. That's all he could say. He could go to hell with a handbasket and enjoy.
Hell will find a place for him.
especially when there's enough issues going on in the world, and clearly he's one of those issues. So, yeah. At least those that were affected by him are getting proper, are getting justice. That's what counts. That's what matters. So, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Me too. It's like you're hindering people. It blows my mind. So, yeah.
It blows my mind.
I agree.
It blows my mind in so many ways.
I agree. It's like you can't. There's no way. It's like you're just. It's like there's just no way.
Yeah.
Even there's no words.
Well, more news. There's more news, more fucking news. So some cheerful news. Dead white males might explode any moment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, not boys and girls, because this is an R-rated show. Ladies and gentlemen, people act like boys and girls.
Yeah.
Okay? Dead whales might explode at any time. Now, of course, this has to happen in Canada. But, you know, it was found on Trout River in Newfoundland earlier this week, and residents are still trying to figure out a way to scramble and dispose of the evidence before it explodes. But I could see that point. If I had a huge whale in the middle of the road, what would I do? I'd get some fucking TNT, that's what I'd do.
It's like, yes.
You know? I mean,
it's like,
really?
There's nothing much you could do besides, it's like, how can we get dispose of this without causing...
How do you dispose of this? Oh, I know. I mean, let's see. I have friends in Mr. Connecticut that would love nothing more than to deposit those whales at Mystic Seaport.
So I'm sure
and get them upon the Captain Morgan very, very fast.
And chop them up.
Make a whale blubber. Because Mystic is a whaling town. So.
Right.
But yet, the funniest thing is that the town clerk, Emily Butler, told Canada's TV that in this town, the town is worried about health impacts and the smell. Well, if you had whale blubber smell, or tons of, I mean, you can, there are good things and there are bad things about whales, but the one good thing is that you can do wax with whales.
Yeah, very true.
You can do wax with whales. It doesn't cost you anything, except probably blubber and a fucking machine.
Right.
And you can also do candles.
You know, and you can also do a homemade xylophone.
True.
You know, the body has. I mean, what do you think about this?
I think about it as being, this is becoming very interesting. Especially, they're trying to dispose of it. And just wanting.
How in the world does one.
I don't know how they would dispose of it, to be honest.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew.
There's a hint. Here's a hint. Fucking knives.
Yeah.
Large fucking knives.
Right.
And about 16 motherfucking people.
Right.
And a crane.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
That is a hint.
Yes.
That is a huge hint. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the jury, please, Jesus Christ.
It's like, you just keep on, it's like, I hope they figure out what they're going to do. Because if they don't, it's going to be one very interesting.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Of course. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have more news about what's going to be going on with it.
And we will follow this till... We'll follow this. You know. And we'll report. We'll report back.
Yeah. Which will be very good.
Definitely.
You'd make things very interesting. So.
Let's see. Jessica Rabbit. Woman calling herself Jessica Rabbit, charged with prostitution.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
First off. Let me take a total, okay? How many of you, judging by the picture of this Jessica Rabbit person, thinks that she looks like Jessica Rabbit?
I'm sure she doesn't like Jessica Rabbit. Nor
Johnny?
Jesse?
Yeah or nay?
Wake up.
Johnny?
I'm not sure. Oh, no.
No.
No, Allison?
Now, what did this bitch do in Louisville, Kentucky? Well,
working as a prostitute.
That's not fucking interesting.
No, it isn't.
I mean, most of these mugshots, they're looking to the left, looking to the right. When you tell somebody to stand straight and look at the camera and be ready, okay? They have to think about it.
Like, be ready. Be ready for what? That's probably what you were thinking. What you have to be ready for.
What do you have to be ready for? You know, please tell me.
I don't know, but I'm sure she was probably
I mean, these guys look fucking scary and lost. You know.
Yeah.
She looks lost as all hell.
Yeah.
You know. But it is funny because, like, they go, oh, yes, we're just going to get your mugshot.
Censor. No, I can't censor. Why? Because I'm fucking fat. I'm fat. Well, why am I fat? I'm just fat. I'm fat and I have a double chin. Fat.
Get your ass over here. No, I don't want to get my ass over here.
Get your ass over here.
No, I don't want to get my ass over there. Not as quickly as you want to take my picture.
It's like, what's going to be coming up? It's the whole, I'm going to act like a retard and see what happens.
Well, considering this radio station is, or radio show is run by all retards, this is acceptable. We don't need to act like retards. But at the same time, oh my, that's fucking right, George Takei. We don't fucking care. But anyway,
George Takei,
No, we don't care. But next to our next thing out of the Huffington Post. So, along with prostitution, along with prostitution, we also have giving wood, literally, in the literal term of giving wood.
Yeah.
Now, for all you males, you know exactly what this means. For women, you know exactly what this means. For porn stars,
they know what it means as well.
But Pornhub has given back to Mother Nature.
Which means they're literally giving people...
They're literally giving back. Quote. You know... backing wood.
Yeah.
And then chopping trees down and then replanting wood. Okay. All right. So then, okay, Pornhub, give us a daily wood so that we can have sex. You know? And make it rougher around the edges, if you know what we mean. I mean, Alex, what do you think about it? As a woman, what do you think about it?
I kind of am like, whatever they do, as long as they don't infringe on other people,
I really don't see
how in the world they would be infringing on people except to give them wood. Now,
right.
What's very,
now that,
very, very...
That's what I call reproducing.
That is literally reproducing. And we're not talking about children either. So, yeah.
Giving birth to a new baby tree.
Yes, giving birth to a new baby tree that is wood. Now, Mother Nature, please don't plant any more trees, because it isn't Arbor Day anymore. Actually, it was just Arbor Day, so my apologies. But yet, the funny thing about it is that Arbor Day, you know, celebrated every 25th of July. But the site's campaign is aptly called Pornhub Gives Back, Gives America Wood, and will run through the end of the week. Well, it's April 30th, so you have 2 more days to give wood, literally and metaphysically. Now, we at AMC Press, we don't condone this, but we don't support it either. It means the same thing. Anyway, point is, we don't support it, but we do support KY, so if you want to pick up that and support us, fantastic. But, you know, the fact that, you know, for every 100 videos saved in its big dick category, there's no official partner to this, but there are no official partners to the actual trees planted yet. But a spokesman for the free porn purveyor told the Daily Dot, now we're going to get chicken pox out of this. That's fucking fantastic. Or meningitis, or chlamydia, or shows. But anyway, they're currently considering 3 environmental organizations to carry out the efforts because they don't want naked people planting trees. But that's my only guess. It's my only guess. But as the publication says, okay, Pornhub users have guaranteed more than 13,400 trees will be planted. For those of you that are mathematically challenged or inclined, that equates to about 1.3 million trees. 1.3 million video views. But it isn't the first time the site has been challenged with viewer habits into giving charitable giving. In 2012, Pornhub promised to donate 1 cent for every 30 view videos in its Big Tits, Small Tits category Susan G. Komen Fund in honor of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
At least they're doing something right.
Yes,
but honoring 30 cents for every lopped off breast? Come the fuck on.
Get the point. Got a point.
You know,
it's fucking awful. Big tits, small tits. Yes, I know. I should be excited.
What?
I'm not excited. I'm damn fucking right dismayed.
It's like, is anyone fun?
I mean, we should get woodies, right? We should get woodies around this stuff. We should go, oh, yeah, there. But no. No, we don't get
blood.
No, we don't do that. We just go, big tits, small tits. So what the fuck's the difference?
Whoop, that was one boink too many.
Yeah, one boink too many. Boink, boink, boink. Anyway, fucking boink. Anyway, the funny thing is that, guys, big tits, small tits, and Susan G. Komen Fund, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. okay then.
Yeah.
But yet, Pornhub writes, while you will be nice, watching some nice pieces of ash, you'll be also helping to spruce up America.
But it's also a way of, okay, they're doing this, so why not?
So get doing it, doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. It's incredible.
Yep.
It's incredible.
But, I mean, you know, with sex scandals and everything like that, can you blame them? And then it got bad, and now since we... And then what do you guys think if someone, even though we have a little bit of time, we could still cover our last topic, that there's a woman in Toronto who was raped and had was raped, allegedly raped in Paris, and then at a police station she was allegedly given up and said to go back and get raped. Allegedly. Which in my opinion that's pretty, that's wrong in so many ways.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You don't tell
a lot of things.
You don't tell someone who was raped or allegedly raped that. Oh no, that doesn't matter.
I mean, that's fucking horrible.
No. No, it's bad. It's true that someone could go out of their way and then say, oh, no, you're wrong. So, yeah. It's sad in my opinion.
It's awful.
It really
puts me into
perspective.
It's absolutely awful.
I agree.
And that's all I can say for this episode. It's absolutely awful.
What? Where?
I think I'm stuck on that.
I think we are.
Somebody get me up. Somebody smack me. Somebody.
Only if that could be.
If only. Thank you. Anyway, right. It's not that awful because it was like anyway, right. So it is awful. Agreed. So now, what do we do about it? What exactly do you do?
I almost look.
I mean, you have the police. The police. Well, wait a second. Let's think about this. Let's think about this for 2 seconds. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, it was in front.
Yes.
Two,
It was in fun.
Three?
Everybody?
In France.
In France.
But what goes behind that? Wine.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Wine.
Yes.
And more wine.
Yes.
Particularly
police officers. Police officers, and we'll continue this thing tomorrow, because we don't have enough time to cover it. But we will open, well, Monday, we will open with this and keep going with it. Because
tomorrow we have a show. Let's get it.
Oh, yes, sorry.
In my head, and tomorrow we will open with this, because in my head, this is fucking wrong. I mean, you know, French prosecutors launched a formal probe into the investigation to two police officers for both elite anti-gang unit known as a search and intervention brigade.
What?
The search and intervention brigade was alcohol.
Which is not good.
No, it's not good, but it is funny if you think about it.
I agree.
Yes, garçon. Garçon, we will have the wine with the prostitutes. He's fantastic,
and it's also fantastic that we can have a prostitute and we can rape her as well. But yeah, anyway, the funny thing is that it is quite funny in the same stuff that, you know, back in America,
cops would not think twice about fucking raping somebody, or maybe they would to get fucking high. But yet, the funny thing is, I'm going to get your vine, and I'm going to get your prostitute. But yet, the funny thing is that, given the alleged misconduct, this is not the funny part. France's Interior Minister, Bernard Cousin, said on Sunday after the alleged missurfaced late last week, prompting international headlines. On this point, we have to end, but we will continue with this tomorrow. This is probably the funniest one I've ever fucking encountered. It's the funniest article. It's the funniest article. And we will have something for you tomorrow. Trust me. This is not going away. This is not going away at all. You know.
Yes.
Before we go, those who listen, you guys could find this on it's20girls.com/AMCTrust for all our latest details, and we're all.
Have a great night, and have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.